What is up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. It's your boy Anthony Manai here speaking. Just wanted to hop on real quick, fam, before we get into the episode to tell you guys that I'm super excited to announce. This is a special announcement, special moment for me, being that this is the first time after 11 plus years that I've launched the AnthonyManai.com website. AnthonyManai.com is up, fam. There you can go check out my blogs. There you can check out my exclusive journal. Yes, this is exclusive. This is exclusive. An exclusive journal for just $5 a month. For just $5 a month, you get to wake up with daily inspiration. Or wherever you are in the world, my mornings may not be your mornings. But every single day, you will see these journal entries. This information that I don't share with the world, right? And get to start the day right with a solid perspective, being solid and grounded to reality. The feedback has been amazing so far, so go check that out, fam. AnthonyManai.com. Go ahead and sign up for that exclusive journal, daily journal. And again, don't tell nobody what you see, because prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, fam. Also on the website, you can book a one-to-one phone call with me. I just opened up my coaching business, life coaching. I've been doing coaching for so long. I've been mentoring people for so long. For the first time, I put it on my website. I created this website to give people the opportunity of a lifetime. We're talking about if you're looking for total clarity, total awareness, a total lifestyle change in a real way. We're talking about real for those who are serious and ready to invest in themselves. Go check out AnthonyManai.com. Trust me, this is for you. And if I can see you face to face, I will look at you with confidence knowing, with the knowing that, hey, look, this right here will change your life. So if you're ready for true transformation, book your free 15-minute phone call, right? You can see the details on the website. Just go to my website, AnthonyManai.com, AnthonyManai.com. Go to the Work With Me tab. And you will see the option to book a 15-minute phone call. You'll see my schedule there. Follow the instructions and bet on yourself. So I'm excited for that, fam. Check out the website. And if you haven't done so yet, last thing before we get started, fam, if you haven't done so yet, please leave a review on the show. It will help with the growth of the podcast, and it always helps with the new people listening in for the very first time. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Enjoy the show. Fear is strong. Fear is very, very strong. Fear, something that does not exist. Something that we create. Something that we imagine. And think about this. The world is in your head. So you're seeing the world through your eyes, right? Through the eyes of your conditioning, through the eyes of your conversations, through the eyes of the foods you eat, through the eyes of what you prioritize, your character, right? The stories you've created about yourself, the stories you have about the world. Just think about this. You're seeing the world through your eyes. And what you see, right? What you see, just imagine all of this fear. All of these limitations you put on yourself, all of these stories you bought into, how does one break away from that? It's so interesting. I look at people and I'm like, ooh, this could be the greatest decision of your life. You're always one decision away. You just gotta push through your fears. You just got to be willing to challenge yourself a little bit more just to see if what you fear is real. It's the boogeyman in the closet. All you got to do is get up and open the door in the dark. But just imagine how difficult that is for a mind that is fully convinced that there is something in there. I am fully convinced the illusions are playing with my mind. So interesting how one is just that emotionally, mentally convinced and involved with the stories that they've created. think about how one is involved in it. Like I'm in it. I'm committed to this. I'm committed to this way of being. I'm committed to seeing things this way. Damn, it's so difficult to break away from that. How do you break away from that? How do you break away from the stories that you've never questioned? You've never questioned these stories, the things that you've just accepted, the details that you overlook on the day to day, the details within yourself, the details within what you see in the world, the details. How can we see it for what it actually is if we're seeing it based on what we wish it was? And just looking at someone and just being on the other side. I can just imagine right now as I record this and me being you at this moment, right? Wherever you are listening to this, whatever you were doing before you even clicked this episode, right? I can just imagine sitting down or laying down, working out, walking around, in your car, wherever you are, in the shower, wherever you are. You're listening to this for a reason, of course. But also, I can just imagine, hey, what are the stories? What are your stories that you've accepted about yourself that you're not willing to even dive into or even question? So there's a portion of your mind, there's a part of your mind where you're like, ah, this is just the way it is. It's a conclusion. This is just the way I am, and that's it. This is just what I believe in, and that's it. This is just how I move and do things, and that's it. Okay, cool. But now think about how you're listening to this information right now. The boogeyman is in the closet, and that's it. There's nothing you can tell me. I am fully convinced. I'm not willing to question it. I've done it so many times. I know this to be. It's like, okay, cool. So now you're listening to information on the day-to-day. You're moving within limitations on the day-to-day. You're not willing to question the conclusions. You're not willing to challenge yourself. You're not willing to push through those fears. You don't see the importance of making those decisions that you are afraid to make. You don't see how the mind will grow, how you're growing every single moment of your life, every moment, every time you make that decision. When you make a decision, those decisions that you know you need to make, when you challenge your perspective, when you question your perspective, we're talking about question the most comfortable. Not question it whether or not if you should open the door, right? And what I mean by open the door is the boogeyman's in the closet. Hey, it's dark. Should I question if I should open it? Should I open it? No, I'm talking about you should question why you don't want to. You should question why you allow it to continue. You should question why there's all these problems in your mind that you're not even addressing. You should question why you're not willing to develop certain skills or you're not willing to see the truth for yourself. So I can just imagine myself in your shoes, whoever it is you are, listening. There's a lot of people listening in right now. And I can just imagine with so many different situations, so many different walks of life, so many different levels of conditioning, so many different environments. And being in a place like, okay, I'm in this place. I'm listening to this type of information. Now, what's the next move? It reminds me of 10, 11, 9, 8, 7, 6 years ago when I'm sitting down in my parents' house, my headphones on, and I'm like, man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? All these limitations in my mind. What am I going to do? What is my move? which direction I'm going. I got so much fear, and I get it. I'm listening to these words, but like, yo, what do I do? So much fear, so much fear. I'm fully convinced. I'm so afraid. I don't want to do that. I just don't want to do that. I'm not ready. I'm not there. All these signs. Me saying, I'm not ready. Instead of looking at that and saying, what can I do? How can I develop myself to get to that point? Right? To be ready. To get ready. How can I develop my confidence a little bit more? What it is about my perspective that's creating this? What is it? What is it? But I get it, man. I get it. I get it. The world is in your head. That's not even a thought, right? It's not even a thought. Think about it. The world's in my head, and just the way things are. I have no idea how to think. I've just been told what to think, and I'm moving with a mind that just lives in conclusions, judgments, assumptions, opinions, beliefs without question. I'm just moving. So that thought doesn't even come across. The thought doesn't even come in my mind. So this is why I'm interested. I'm interested in how you are observing the information, how you observe yourself. How do you observe your fears? Are you interested, man? I'm just wondering if you are interested, if you are truly interested in addressing the root cause to the problems of your mind, or addressing the roots behind your fears and where it comes from. Man, it's so strong, and it can paralyze somebody psychologically, physically. It could keep people in a real dark place because their perception about the world, they just don't understand, and the world is all in their head. And it's like, damn, I see things from this point of view. Why do I see things from this point of view? What do I need to address, and why I haven't committed my life to this? I ain't talking about a moment of discipline where you show up and say, yeah, I'm showing up for myself, and then I fall off. This ideal of falling off. It's like, no, how can we make it into a state of being, a way of life? How can you make it into a way of life? How can you see things for what it actually is and live it and be it? Not do it sometimes. Not show up sometimes. No, I'm doing this, and I'm committed to this. That means every move I make is to get clear, to become aware, to put myself in the best position. Physically, mentally, psychologically, all areas of life, emotionally, all areas of life, my relationships, all areas, financially, all areas I'm talking about. How can we just commit? But fear so strong, fear so strong. Pleasure is so, it's like dangling over your face, right? It's like, the desires, your desires are so strong. Escapism is so strong. How running away is much more interesting than running towards. Not doing it is much more interesting for somebody than showing up every moment of their life and creating a lifestyle where they're able to show up every moment. Because you got to have the energy. Got to have the interest. You got to have the passion. Got to have the urgency. Right? Because if you don't, then you would tell yourself, not today, because I'm dull, sluggish, foggy, clouded, confused. Living the results of my past moves. But the conversations I'm having, the circles I'm a part of, how I treat my body, the foods that I eat, what I'm doing to myself. Just imagine that, what I'm doing to myself. But that interest in wanting to just know, or wanting to understand and make it in a way of life, that's the difference. And again, I'm always thinking like, as I speak, I'm visualizing myself being you right now, whatever activity it is that you're doing. I'm just thinking about, like, how am I receiving this, man? I'm wearing a pair of headphones right now myself. I can hear my own voice. I got the mic in front of me. It's dark. Got my laptop. It's dimmed down. And I got these headphones on. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening to myself right now. What activity am I doing? I'm probably, I don't know, driving right now. Taking the train. If this was me a few years ago, taking the train somewhere or laying on my bed. Or just having it on my in my ears as I walk my dog or do something, right? Cooking, cleaning, working out, whatever it is. And I'm wondering, man, how are you receiving this information? How would I receive this information if I'm confused or if I haven't made certain decisions? Do I get it inspired? Does my heart start to race? Do I get up and like, let's go? Am I ready? Like, man, do I get motivated or does it change my perspective? Am I just listening? Like, what am I doing? What am I doing? That's what I'm interested in. What are you doing? What are you doing? How are you receiving? How are you listening? How are you observing? Does this bring awareness to the moves you've been making up to this point? Does this bring real awareness to how you've been treating yourself and your thoughts? Does it bring real awareness into repositioning your life? Do you look at yourself clearly? Because I remember how I used to listen. And I wasn't listening at all. I was just feeling. Think about this. I was just feeling. Man, this makes me feel good. And that's all I wanted it for, just to feel good. But then my life gets chaotic. My life, I'm being pulled in multiple directions psychologically. All these responsibilities piling up. I'm like, this is just a lot that I don't want to do. Stress through the roof. And I'm like, man, I will listen to things and just to feel good, just to a moment of escape, just a moment of, let me get a breather. So as I visualize myself being you right now, and I'm listening to these exact words, I need to make a decision. Decision where I'm like, okay, you know what? When is enough enough? When do I start betting on myself? Like, how can I do that now? How can I start betting on myself right now? How can I start repositioning my life? How can I make those decisions that I've been refusing to make? How can I start right now, this very moment? What can I do? What can I do? What's the next move? What's the plan? What's the strategy? How can I act on this right now? What is it that I need to do? How can I commit? What do I need to cut off? Let's just go all in. Ah, man, but I know. I know. I see it. I see all the excuses. I see all the fears. I see the limitations. I see the lack of interest. And that right there causes the conflict, right? That's the psychological conflict that is taking place. Sounds good, but the lack of responsibility one is willing to take. Because it's so much easier to point fingers at somebody else, blame somebody else, wishing things were different. That's so easy, man. So easy to do. Again, I'm still visualizing myself listening to me right now. I got the headphones on and I got the microphone. So I'm just visualizing, okay, I can see it all. I can see the excuse. I can see it all. Ah, the fears and how convinced I am. Like, this is just the way things are, how I have no intention to change at all. I have no intention to reposition my life. I have no intention to take control because I'm so afraid. I'm so scared. I'm so insecure. I have so much anxiety, so much worry, so much doubt. So many lies that I tell myself. Because the easiest person to lie to is yourself, right? Easiest person to lie to. Either you're delusional or your outlook on life. You say, I can't do it. It's like, well, that's a lie. You can if you wanted to, right? Like, you can. Oh, man. It's tough. It's tough to see because I know what it's like to make excuses, but I also know what it's like to commit and to make that life-changing decision. That decision that you will never go back. That decision that you just fully commit and not care what other people think and not care about what, you know, the opinions of others, or not holding on to this way of being that you've committed to, right? That's keeping you back and holding you back. I know what it's like to make that decision. I know what it's like to look at my environment for the first time. I know what it's like to look at myself and my environment for the first time. HD, 4K, super clear. I'm like, oh, I see it. I see it. I see it. Look at me. Look at me right now. Look at me. Being as honest I can possibly be with myself. Yo, look at your body, Anthony. Look at you. Look at you. Look at what you're doing. Look at the food you're eating. Look at what you're allowing to continue. Now, people do this to themselves, but they beat themselves up, right? Tear themselves down, feel bad about it. Have no intention to make a different move, has no intention to make a change, has no intention to make an adjustment. It just thinks, oh, this is just the way it is. Look at me, look at me, look at me, complaining, the victim mentality. Instead of looking at yourself and just dissing yourself with no solution, with no adjustment, right? People just accept that and they just allow that to be. Look at yourself. Look at, you're so stupid. You're so this. And the conversations that they have with themselves that they don't share with nobody. It's how they feel about themselves, right? But then when you do that, what if you change your perspective for a second? Can you imagine you did all that? Nothing changed. You can diss yourself as much as you want and use that as the only information you need to make an adjustment, to make the next move. Because the next move is clear when you see what is, when you see the truth. I had to get real honest with myself. I had to look at my bank account every day and see it. See the negatives. See always having less than $100 in my bank account. I had to look at that every day. I said, let's go, you broke motherfucker. That is facts. I'm like, look at you, man. Look at you. You look bad. You look all stressed out. You're not making any moves. You don't know much. You're not looking to learn. You're lying to yourself every day. Now, that can make people feel bad, right? Because they just don't understand. You only feel bad when you don't understand. You don't feel bad when you don't take responsibility, right? Meaning, let me say that again. You only feel bad when you don't take responsibility. When you blame everybody else. When you think you've already lost. When you think that there's no chance. When you don't question all the stories that you've created in your mind. all the stories you've created about what happened in the past and not allowing it to be in the past. All the stories you create about the future and what's to come. When the future and past doesn't exist anymore and all you have is this moment. You have this very moment to make a real decision. Where you can look at yourself in the mirror and see everything about you. Everything, all the details, everything, because you can't hide from yourself, right? You can lie to others, you can lie to yourself, but eventually you'll see the facts. You got to look at yourself in its rawest form, see every fact about yourself, and if you want to, you want to have emotion about it, you can have emotion, right? You can get frustrated, you can get angry if you want, that's part of life. You can get sad, okay, fine, that's part of life. But you can also get inspired, because that's also part of life. You can look at yourself and say, yo, no more. I'm done being this way. Right? But doing that without understanding why you are the way you are, doing that and saying, looking yourself in the mirror and saying, oh, no more, no more. It's like, okay. You can do these affirmations and you can be, you know, that you can be positive, right? And that's what leads to delusion. Oh, no more, no more, no more. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's do this. I'm pumped up after this podcast. Instead of saying, okay, no more. Why am I like this? What do I value? What do I prioritize is keeping me in the same place? Man, like I'm just visualizing myself listening to this information and I'm like, man. How life-changing it is if you were to really see yourself for who you actually are, question it, understood it, and committed to it, and created a life that you don't want to escape from. You went all in. You burned all the bridges, meaning all the plans, C's, D's, B's, F's, I, and G's. So many backup plans people have instead of going all in on the understanding of oneself, because then you know yourself, you see yourself, and then you know what's the next move. You can see clearly on what it is that you need to do. And when the world, again, tries to pull you psychologically towards their direction, you're like, I know this, man. I know myself. I know what to expect when it comes to me making moves and me maneuvering in this world. There's going to be jealous people, envious people, haters. It's going to be people telling you, oh, what are you doing? There's going to be people telling you what's good, bad, right, or wrong, looking to condition you, trying to convince you that you don't know or what you're doing is whatever, right? And all it is, you there, I know myself. It doesn't matter what happens. What matters most is how I respond. I'm moving straight, and all these obstacles are in the way. All you got to do is just push through them. All these fears, but look, all these fears in the way, all these fears psychologically, knowing that it's an illusion. Do you know how powerful it is to know that fear is an illusion? Do you know how powerful that is to know that, to actually see that? Like, fuck, fear is an illusion. It's not even real. Oh, shit. To know that, your true intentions come out. You're either going to bet on yourself or you're going to allow the fear, which you are now aware is the biggest illusion of them all. You can allow the fear to take control instead of betting on yourself, instead of seeing the information that you need to see in order to make the changes. What do I need to learn? What do I need to do? What is the fact of my situation? What am I not learning? What am I not doing? What am I not seeing? What am I not, like... just go back to how powerful fear is, how strong it is, how strong comfort is, how strong the idea of security, safety is. We're talking about psychologically, how strong that is for one, how that would deteriorate and dull the mind, and it will keep somebody in the same place. That's what I have for you guys, fam. I appreciate you for listening in. If you found this episode valuable, and again, only if you found this episode valuable, share this with somebody you know. Put it up on your social media. Tag me up on it. And I'm watching. I'm watching those who tag me up on Instagram and tag me on Facebook and wherever platform you use. I'm watching. I see it. So tag me up on it. If you're not following me on Instagram, follow me at AnthonyMania1. It's at Anthony Mania, the number one, on Instagram, and tag me up on it. Then I can see, oh yeah, you've made it to the end. You've made it to this point. You've listened all the way, because it's very powerful. Something interesting happens, right? When you hear some information like this and the mind gets expanded, it's like, okay, the mind's open now. What do you do with this information? There's no way you can go back. There's no way. There's no way you can listen word for word what was being said in this episode and just not get something out of it, not have a change of perspective, not see things in a different way. So share that, put that up on social media, tell one of your friends, text it to them. Also, fam, if you haven't left a review just yet, leave a review on the show. This helps with the algorithm. It helps with the new people listening in for the very first time. So if you can do that, I would truly appreciate that. I want some more updated, some more recent reviews on the show. So if you can do that for me, it would truly, truly mean a lot to me. And last thing, fam, go check out my website, AnthonyMania.com. AnthonyMania.com, which is now live. You can check out my exclusive journal, daily inspiration. If you're looking for daily inspiration, fam, I'm talking about every single day, I'm going to be posting these daily journal entries that's going to inspire you to start the day right. It's going to inspire you to see the world from a totally different perspective and move with passion, move with purpose, move with intention. And this stuff that I share, I don't post it on social media. I've been posting like a teaser of it, just to promote it. But I'm not posting this on social media. Not many people have seen this side of me, how detailed I get and how I view the world and just what I observe that gets me well grounded to actuality, which, you know, that for me is very important, right? A lot of things that I observe, a lot of things that I question. So go check that out, fam. Become a Patreon member for $5 a month. It's only $5. Check it out. It's valuable stuff. And just imagine this, and I tell people, just imagine it's a book, right? A new page to my never-ending book forever, right? A new page to my never-ending book forever. Waking up every single morning or wherever you are in the world, every single day you're able to see things. You're able to see how I wake up and what I focus on in my perspective. So go check that out, AnthonyMania.com. You can also book a one-to-one coaching call with me for those who are serious and ready to invest in themselves. I opened up my life coaching business. I'm doing one-to-one coaching, one-to-one mentorship. And if you are serious, go ahead and book an appointment right now. Again, AnthonyMania.com. There's also a lot of content there that you can go ahead and check out. So I'm going to leave you guys with that, fam. I appreciate you for listening in. I love you very, very much. And I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Peace.